We're going to start off hearing from our youngest team. Our 7th and 8th graders served in Niagara Falls. Can we have the entire Niagara Falls team stand up? All right. As you guys sit back down, I'm going to invite Melissa, Silas, Timmy, Jasmine, Sarah, Fran, and Josie to come on up. Melissa was the leader on the trip, and I'm going to hand it over to her.
Great. Thank you so much for being a part of this Sunday. And as a trip leader, I think I could talk for a half hour, but you all really came here for them. And so I'm only going to share a few things. First off, though, leading the youngest team, you don't know how it's going to go, because a lot of them, it's their very first missions trip. And so we, one of the things our leaders kept continually telling them is that we are for you, not against you, just like God the Father is for us and cares for us. And in a minute, you're going to hear them testify to God's goodness, his faithfulness, and his love for them. And so I truly hope that that's what you hear, because God is at work in our young people's lives, and he is moving, and he's going to use them now and in the generations and decades to come to be world changers. I had a great group of leaders who really stepped back and watched our students shine and step up to the plate. So we were serving with YouthWorks, and YouthWorks is an organization that is predominantly U.S.-based, and they go into communities and serve with local ministries, things like food banks, low-income housing sites, Catholic ministries where people are constantly coming in and out looking for needs. And in Niagara Falls, where we served, YouthWorks has been there for over 20 years. And one of the things that really caught me was time and time again, when we would show up to these sites, they were waiting for the YouthWorks workers to jump in. Our community partners rely on the help from YouthWorks, and so these students were able to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. They stepped in and had the attitude of Jesus and really served with humility. Some of them are going to share in their testimony about Thursday night and the foot washing. And the foot washing was just helped reconfirm that they took on the very nature of Christ Jesus and was willing to serve others and to live sacrificially. And so without me talking any longer, I'm going to hand it over to my lovely team.
Hi, my name is Josie Fraser. I'm going into 8th grade. My favorite part of the missions trip was just see Niagara Falls. It was so beautiful to see what God created. And something God taught me was to be more thankful for what I have, because while we were serving food to people in need, they were just so thankful and so happy.
Hello. Oh. Hello, my name is Francesca DiCapua, and I'm going into 8th grade. My favorite part of the missions trip is probably when me and my friend Mercy got a jump rope stuck in a basketball hoop, and for 15 minutes we were trying to get it down, and even though we kept failing, we kept on trying. And it got to the point where we had to ask one of the guys named Austin to help in, or step in and help, and he needed his friend to lift him up so that he could get it out. And that kind of ties into what God taught me, which is you're always going to need someone to lean on, and you're not always going to be alone, because God is there with you, even when you get a jump rope stuck in a basketball hoop.
Hi, my name is Sarah Cruiser. I'm going into 8th grade, and my favorite part of the trip was the foot washing ceremony and really being able to connect with one another and God. And something that I learned was even though you serve for others and it may not seem like a big deal to you, it could change someone else's life.
Hi, my name is Jasmine Kleineff, and I'm going into eighth grade. My favorite part of the missions trip was probably just doing service and helping people in general, whether it was something as big as painting a ramp or something as small as just doing a favor for someone. Something that I learned from God was that he's always there, no matter what I do or like where I go. I could definitely feel him through the people around me and while we were worshiping, and I knew I was never alone. Thank you.
My name is Timmy Bosma. I'm going into eighth grade, and my favorite part of this trip was being able to hang out with new friends from Iowa and Pottstown every night to play cat ball in the basement where we stayed and slept. And God taught me on this trip that I should build relationships to be stronger with my friends from church now so that later in the future I can have a strong relationship and just have better friends.
My name is Silas Olick. I'm going into eighth grade. My favorite part of the trip was playing baseball at a gym with a metal broom and a softball. We accidentally broke the broom in half playing, and we still had a fun time playing, but we learned not to play with the metal broom. Something God taught me was you don't need to have everything in the world to be happy. Just be thankful for what you have, because I've overlook things I have that other people would be happy to have.
All right. Next up from the main team, can we have... I don't know why I keep doing that. It's going to drive me crazy. Is Becca, Stephanie, Sammy, Eli, Luke, and Dana.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Leach, and I'm going into eighth grade. My favorite moment of the trip was definitely the foot washing, because I was prepared to cry and be emotional, but I didn't expect to get to pray with every single one of my friends, and them all pray over me, and just get to get closer, and you could definitely feel God was there. And definitely something I learned was that the littlest thing can make someone smile. And we were clearing out these rooms full of furniture, and this lady hasn't been able to walk in there for like 3 or 4 years. And when we got it all cleared out and she was in there, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just so excited. And it just showed me that even though it seemed so simple, like we were just cleaning out a room, it made her so happy, and the littlest things can make someone so happy.
Hi, I'm Sammy Martinez. I'm going into eighth grade. My favorite part of the trip was serving food to the people of the community who needed help. As part of our week, my group went to the Community Mission Center. We packed and distributed large crates of food for a food pantry. We packed fruit, vegetables, bread and cereal, and canned goods into boxes that the people and families were able to take home. We were able to serve many people over the 4 days. What I learned from going on this missions trip is that we can show God's love to those in need by doing acts of goodness and kindness towards them. And I also learned that what I can do to help the people who are struggling is that I can pray for them, I can listen and learn from the people of the community, I can witness their struggle and serve them respectfully and with an open heart.
My name is Luke Scalia. I'm going into eighth grade, and my favorite part about this trip was the people that I got to serve with and come back and have dinner with. We had a great group of people that we got to serve with, and they were just so kind, and we always got the work done. And one thing God taught me on this trip was that teamwork is very important and essential when you're trying to get a task done.
My name is Elijah Rist, and my favorite part about this was my favorite part about this trip was learning the backstory and history of Niagara Falls. There was a chemical plant, and actually, there's like an explosion in the 1900s. So a lot of the population moved out, and it got below 50,000, which meant no government funding. So almost all the buildings there were all run down. So a lot of squatters were in there, and people who don't own the buildings, and our part was we had to go around and fix some of the buildings that people were still living in. And just by driving through, it was sad seeing what happens if you don't, like, if people don't really care about what's happening. And the part that, the thing that I learned on this trip that God taught me was how to take leadership and take, if someone's not stepping up, for me to step up and do it for them and be able to do whatever I need to or whatever I can to help out.
Hi, my name is Becca Haney, and I'm going into eighth grade. My favorite part of the trip was doing service and helping others. I also enjoyed making a lot of new friends. Something that God taught me on this trip, it was very important to me, and it happened on Thursday night. Me and some of my friends were talking to Marsh, who is the lead community partner, and she said something that really impacted me. She said that it doesn't matter what others think about you, if they love you or if they don't, because God loves you and his love is real love. At first, I didn't really want to go on this trip, but I did. It brought me so much closer to God, and I can't wait to go next year.
Hello, my name is Dana Ward. I'm going into ninth grade, and I went on the Niagara Falls missions trip. My favorite part about this missions trip was the foot washing ceremony. My leader, Mrs. Ma, prayed over me and told me very encouraging and loving things about God and myself. It was a very emotional part of the trip. There was a lot of crying, hugging, and praying, but I'm glad our group got to connect in that special way. Something God taught me is to love people no matter where they come from or what conditions they are in. The people we served were so grateful and happy when we came. This was an amazing missions trip, and I'm glad I went. Thank you.
All right, you guys can go sit down. So some of you might be wondering why we keep saying Blue Ridge Mountains team instead of Eastern Shore. About 5 days before our Eastern Shore trip was supposed to head out, there was a situation with YouthWorks that forced us to forces them to need to redirect us to another site. So I'm going to invite our Blue Ridge Mountains team to all stand up. I'm going to invite Pastor Terry, Enrique, Abriana, Danny, Amelia, Ariana, and Phil to come on up here. We threw Pastor Terry into the deep end and gave him a whole bunch of students and sent him off on a long, long van ride.
Yes, as he mentioned, we found out the week before that we had not a three-hour drive, but a nine-hour drive. But then we had to, you know, leave 5 hours earlier. But it was really cool how God just made that little pivot for us. And it really set the course of the week that we were going to just be flexible. We were going to follow the Lord this week. And that's what we did. We had a great week. We were in Spindale, North Carolina, which is a little line of three cities right in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Years ago, it was a thriving textile industry area. But then the train tracks got abandoned and the whole area became really kind of impoverished, and it's been some down years for decades for them. So we got to serve in multiple ways. We went to a monastery and served there. We did some trail building. We were at a men's and women's shelter. We ran a kids camp at the YMCA that was a Christian camp. We worked in a community garden where we harvested food and distributed it amidst the community. And it was just really amazing for me to see each one of these students just rise up and come together in unity. They had this wall, it was called Mountain Mail, where there was a paper bag that the kids would share encouraging notes like all week long. And it was neat for me to see how at the beginning of the week, the kids were, they knew each other really well going into the week, but you know, we just saw throughout the week just how when you roll up your sleeves and you serve together and you're also in a tight-knit community without cell phones, it was amazing. They didn't have their cell phones the whole week. And you just see how God brings people together in the tightness of community. And the week you'll hear, you heard from the previous trip and this trip how the week culminated with a foot washing ceremony. In the Gospel of John, in John 13, toward the end of his life, Jesus takes his disciples and he begins washing their feet. And they're like, no, don't wash my feet. But he says, he just sits them down and he says, I'm going to set an example for you in service so that you go and do likewise. Do this as you serve others. So Jesus set this example of service. And on that last night, the three leaders from the Youth Works team came and they washed my feet. And then I washed the feet of our leaders. And then our leaders individually went around and washed the feet of each student. And after they did that, they prayed for them. And then something really cool happened in our group. After all the leaders washed the feet of the students, one of the students got up and started washing the feet of the other students. And then it just was like wildfire. They just started washing one another's feet and praying for one another and crying together. And it just, it was a culmination. I don't think that would happen if we weren't serving together and in that tight-knit community. So we saw a lot of breakthrough, but we want to just hear from them, just some of these stories of their favorite moments and how God worked in their life.
Hi, my name is Enrique. I'm going to the 10th grade. And one of my favorite things on this trip was definitely playing spikeball with Silas, Nate, and Andrew. I loved the competitiveness and the amount of fun that I had with them. And it definitely made me get new friends. And something that I learned from God was that I will never be alone. And I would have friends or family with me at all times. And that was just my favorite moment.
My name's Anna Barlow. I'm going into 12th grade. My favorite moment on this trip was one of the times we were serving. We were supposed to be painting the parking lot, and we had this brilliant idea of leaving our handprints in the parking lot with the paint. And then it somehow turned into a paint war, and then we started fighting with paint. But something God showed me was how close everyone can get. And by the end of the trip, we were all unified as one whole group, and like everyone knew each other. And it just like really shows that when you put your faith into God and you truly trust him, he'll like lead you to the right people and show you where you should really be.
My name is Ariana Boyd. I'm going into my 12th grade year. And I love this trip. I had a couple favorite moments. Probably my favorite fun moment was we were in our van, and the boys were being incredibly annoying. And we had a water fight. A water fight, you might ask, is we just poked holes in the top of water bottles and started spraying them on each other. And I won't name names, but the boys lost. My favorite spiritual moment was when we were working on our trail. And we were actually digging a trail on the side of a mountain. And I just had, like, the Lord just opened up a time for me to have a conversation with Miss Robin. And she just asked me about my spiritual story. And it gave me such a good reminder of where I started and how far I've come. And sometimes in the hustle of life, you just get distracted and you forget. And having that time to be isolated brings you back to who you are through your Heavenly Father. And I really needed that.
Hi, my name's Amelia Boyd, and I'm going to be a senior next year in high school. And my favorite moment was the foot washing ceremony, because it was my first foot washing ceremony, and I was not prepared for how emotional it was going to be.
I knew the leaders were going to wash my feet. I knew they were going to pray over me. But the thing that was really unexpected was when my sister threw the towel over her shoulder and picked up the bowl of water and sat at my feet. And I was not prepared for how deep of a connection I was going to hold with my sister. And it was something that I really needed and something that I will definitely hold dear to my heart. Something that God told me or taught me was one day we were serving in the senior center, and me and Emma had the opportunity to talk to a lady named Gwen. And she shared with us, she saw us serving, and she was like, you know, the young generation will be the generation to lead the world in the last days, and they will have to do something very hard, and they will have to fight for their faith much harder than generations before them. And she shared with us a vision that she had about a large gold pot with a fire underneath it. And as the fire got more intense, liquid gold started to boil over the sides. And she said that the Holy Spirit spoke to her, saying that this liquid gold represented all the generations of Christianity, past, present, and future, melding together into something beautiful and pure. And she wanted us to know that us serving, us as a younger generation, holding an example for younger generations after us, we will be the ones to fight hard for our faith. We will be the ones with a very powerful purpose. And that was something that I needed to be reminded of, because the world continues to attack us younger and younger every day. And we're not sure how to handle it, but God is always there with us, and we always have an example in the older generations. And I know that we're going to be okay.
That was good. All right, so my name is Phil. I'm going to my senior year. My favorite part of the trip was definitely doing some trail building in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Started using a pickaxe, and I started working with a really nice kid named Cooper from Texas, specifically New Braunfels, and just spending hours with him and some of the other guys from Texas, like Bean and Quandale, was just amazing. And then as well as a water fight in the back of the van that was, I don't know how it got started, but all I know is that it was fun winning. yes, we won. There's no doubt that we won, but just throughout the trip, I just like kept getting just like the idea that just like serving for God, you can't just like just close your eyes and just go through the motions, whether it be like physical labor or communicating or speaking to others like with the Bible. But you have to keep your head up. You have to have your heart open. You have to have your eyes open and just devote yourself completely instead of just going through the motions.
Hi, my name is Danny Bosma, and my favorite part of the trip was at the end of the trip, during the talent show, when I was playing the Star Spangled Banner on guitar, and the pressure was on. And I was really not playing like how I practiced, and everybody watching from R and other churches around the country started just cheering for me, like, go Danny, you know, just like the clapping and stuff. And this reminded me of the good friends God gave me this trip. This week, I saw God working during the foot washing. This was the biggest God moment for me, because everyone, including all of the older, tough guys, were crying. Here, I could totally see the Holy Spirit flowing in. I could totally see the Holy Spirit flowing into the room as God did his work in us while we washed other people's feet. Thank you.
All right, you guys can head back. Celia, Andrew, Blake, Nathan, Sean, Lily, and Alana. Come on up.
Hello, my name is Nathan, and my favorite part was probably when all the groups from the whole trip, from all over the country, got together and played a new game called Speedball, and that was really fun. The thing God taught me was he put all these people in my life for a reason, and I'm here to keep them on track, and they're here to keep me on track, and we can't go in this world alone, and we really need a great team like this one. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Cecilia DiCapua. My favorite moment of this trip was when we were in like our service groups, and then we were going in the van. It was a van ride, and we were going back, I think, to the showers. And we had just gotten ice cream or whatever, and it was like a good, like, cheery mood. And then someone just started singing a song. So Joe, our driver, just played it, and then we were all just, at the end of it, just like singing to the top of our lungs this song in a van. And it was just, it was group, and it was really, really fun. And then my favorite God moment has to be when it was after the foot washing ceremony, and Robin and Phoebe, my leaders, were just praying over me, and it was not like an overwhelming love. It was more of like a calming, like soothing thing. So I was like, it taught me that love can come in all different forms and areas of your life. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Andrew Higgins, and I'm going into ninth grade. And my favorite part of the trip was playing basketball on a basketball court with Daniel and Enrique and some people from the community of Spindale. And something that God taught me on the trip was that while we were painting lines on a parking lot, that teamwork can like get the job done way quicker, because if I were to do it alone, it would have taken like forever, but as a group, we got the job done, and God put those people in my life for a reason.
Hi, I'm Sean McKenna. I'm going into my senior year of high school. My favorite moments were definitely being able to connect with people from other churches, like Ben, Cooper, Condell, Santi, Jacob, and Kennett. Those moments came with song, working, serving the Lord, and it was really important for me. I saw God working at the foot wash also, definitely through the conversations I had with other people. I felt like we were all really able to knock down those walls and be open with each other.
I'm Blake. I'm going into ninth grade, and I saw God working through a man called Mr. Winborn. He was in charge of like the men's shelter, and he got all of these guys off the street and back on their feet. And the favorite part of my trip would have to be the feet ceremony, because I just saw everybody's true colors. Everybody was all, you know, being honest with everybody, praying over them, and just being great people, kind.
Hi, I'm Elena Weaver. I'm going into my senior year of high school, and my favorite part of this trip was being able to serve the Lord and the people of the community with my cousin Lily, is about to move 16 hours away. And one thing that God taught me on this trip was not only was he working through us on the service sites, but off of them. At the youth work church that we were all staying at, there were churches from all over, and we would work with them daily at our sites with our groups. This created the opportunity to build new Christian relationships with one another. And this one girl in particular from South Dakota, we got very close. I believe God put both of us in each other's lives for different reasons. And I saw this as we got closer throughout the week, and we prayed over one another.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Lily Callahan. I'm going into my junior year of high school, and my favorite part of this trip was definitely working with all the kids. Every morning when we walked into the YMCA, they were worshiping and singing and dancing. And the second day that we were there, my favorite part was definitely when a group of five girls just gathered around me and we were all hugging and singing and worshiping together.
All right, our last trip was our 10th through 12th graders that went to Belize, serving with Praying Pelican Missions. Can our Belize team stand up? All right. I'm going to invite Jamie, Sam, Dylan, Bear, Callie, and Krista to come join me on the stage. So I was on this trip, but Jamie is our future leader intern, and part of her future leader intern experience was leading the trip. So I'm going to hand the mic over to her and let her tell you a little bit about it.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jamie. Like Matthew said, I was one of the leaders for this trip, and it was really so cool to be working with Praying Pelicans because a few years ago, we went on a college trip there. So it was really cool going back, but this time leading a bunch of the high schoolers there. We were working with a kids program. Our team put on a VBS, which was amazing. And we handed out food, and we were just really involved in the community and like praying over them and talking to them. And it was just such a cool experience to see our team work together. But I'll let you hear that from them.
Hi, my name is Dylan. I just graduated this year. My favorite part of the trip was connecting with a kid named Giovanni. Anybody on the trip can tell you, he was a little bit of a troublemaker. But on the last day of the trip, he was sitting on the stairs, and I came up to him. And I was like, what's going on? And he just told me, he was like, I'm going to miss you guys when you leave. And he started to cry. And what God taught me through that is just how much of an impact we can have on somebody's life. Just like doing the little things, talking to them, and just all that.
Hi, my name's Krista Fraser. I'm going into 11th grade, and my favorite part of the trip is when we organized the VBS, and I was in the craft station, and it was just so great to see the kids just enjoy it and want to come back each day and just be able to interact with them and form relationships. And what I learned is that even though we're young, we can still God can still use us to do big things.
Hi, my name is Callie Figueroa, and I'm going into the 11th grade. My favorite part of the trip was definitely organizing the VBS, because like we got told that we were doing that like the first day that we went down and organized it in under 24 hours. And I was on the worship team, and we just like sang and danced so hard. A couple of us lost our voices, including me, but it was worth it. And one thing God showed me was on Wednesday night, there was a youth Bible study at the local church we were going to, and a couple of the kids that we really bonded with came. And one of them, his name was Byron, sat next to me, and we were all going to sing Graves into Gardens. And he turned to me like really excitedly and told me that this would be his first time singing this song. And being able to watch him worship with like the biggest smile on his face while he was wearing the same shirt he'd been wearing all week. And after seeing like his living conditions and his family situation, and still just how much joy this kid radiated just by being with God and his church family, showed me that you really don't need anything but a servant's heart to really be able to share and experience the love and joy of God.
Good morning. My name is Sam Clark, and I'm going into the 11th grade. I went on the Belize trip. My favorite part of the trip was absolutely belting so many different songs every single day on the trip with pretty much everybody on the bus. And so on this trip, we all weren't really, you know, clean. Because every single day we woke up in dirty cabins, we went out into the boiling hot and at times wet and muddy conditions. And the mixture of sweat and sunscreen is something I wish I could never feel again. I feel like God gave us all the strength and really taught us how to go without all the things that we usually have every single day and still give everybody's full effort.
Hi, I'm Bear. I'm going into college. And my favorite part of the trip was definitely the VBS. I was on the arts and crafts team, and just kind of getting to see the kids come in, be really excited to do something like simple, like making a bracelet or something like that. It was really great to just like connect with them. And one thing God taught me would be endurance, because like Sam said, it was very hot. You know, we didn't have air conditioning and stuff like that. So we'd, you know, be serving in the morning, and we'd be done. We'd be like, oh, great, we get to, you know, time to go sleep. Oh, it's 1 p.m. Now we get to go do VBS and stuff like that, which was like, it was a fun time, but it was so exhausting. So really, God helped us all to learn, like, endurance, being able to encourage each other, keep up the energy all week.
Josh, Alicia, Danielle, Ellie, Max, and Aaron, come on up.
Okay. Hi, my name is Danielle Leach, and I'm going into my 11th grade year. I didn't have a favorite part of the trip because all of it was so much fun, but I definitely want to share my most powerful moment was on our last day, our third day of VBS. I was on the teaching team, and we split up to kind of do little breakout groups and pray for the kids, and there was this one little boy, and I don't remember his name, because I'm really bad at names, but he asked me to pray for his little brother who had passed away, and it reminded me a lot of Kentucky, which was my first trip I've ever been on, and it also kind of, like, just, like, reminded me that, like, no matter what, like, there's going to be somebody else out there who, like, has similar issues, like, similar feelings as you, and you're never really alone in those feelings, and just being able to pray over him was, like, really cool, and watching him, like, stand there, I was praying for, like, a solid, like, 5 minutes, and he was there, like, head bowed, hands together, eyes closed the whole time. I was like, wow, that's actually really impressive, because I can't even sit still that long, and I mean, 16. But one thing God taught me is that, like, even through, like, anxiety and different issues that you feel, like, that can stop you from talking to other people, to, like, not let it stop you. And through God, I was, like, able to, like, talk to new people and make new friends and get to kind of push myself out of my shell and do things like swimming with sharks that I would normally not do. So, yeah.
Hi, my name is Aaron Watson. I'm going to my senior year. My favorite part of the trip was running the VBS, and I was in the crafts team, and seeing the kids' faces with the crafts we had that were just simple crafts because we had VBS at, like, the last second. And then something that God taught me is while we were handing out food, the last house we had went to, this man was living in a little shack, and he was basically telling us about his son who took, like, a fall and a huge, like, injury to his head and he wanted us to pray for it. But while we were talking to him, he was talking to us about how he has so many medical issues. He can't really hear. He can't really see. And we told him we'll pray for that. But he said, I don't need pray for that. I just want pray for my son. And I think that was really cool that he wanted to pray over his son and not himself.
Hi, my name's Max. I'm going into the 11th grade. And my favorite part of this trip, I had two favorite parts. One of my favorites was snorkeling on the Great Barrier Reef. And my other favorite was definitely playing games with the kids. I think it was amazing how they all just enjoyed it. And I honestly didn't expect them to enjoy it so much, but I really liked that. One thing that God taught me was to not take anything for granted. In the Western world, we expect three meals a day when we're hungry. You know, we expect things that in other places we normally wouldn't even get. And the people there don't expect it, and they're happy to have the things that they do have. When here, we don't bat an eye when it doesn't faze us when we get the things that we always get. While we were in Belize, we weren't guaranteed warm showers. We weren't guaranteed AC. A lot of people here have AC and warm showers, and they don't even think about it that much. So I just think one of the things that God taught me was to not take anything for granted and not expect anything next. I have one Bible verse. It's Psalm 91, verse 4. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. So what comes to mind is protection, trust, safety. Basically, it's like showing that if you put your faith in God, he will protect you. And we all did that, and that's why VBS went so well. It's because we had faith.
My name is Josh Haney. I'm going into my junior year, and this is my second missions trip. My favorite part of the trip was playing soccer with the kids at VBS because I had a lot of fun, and I felt like I connected with the kids a lot more than just doing normal VBS stuff. And on this trip, God had me notice that in Belize, there's two different buildings common throughout the country, churches and liquor stores. And that just really showed me when you run into problems in life, there's always two choices. You can choose to go in the ways of the world and just drink and forget, or go to church and pray for Jesus for guidance and help. I think in Belize and even America that many chose alcohol instead of Jesus, so I'm glad that we could go help people in Belize physically and spiritually.
Hi, my name is Alicia Higgins, and I'm going in my junior year of high school. My favorite part from this trip was doing the food distributions. Seeing the impact that we had by just being able to talk to them, give them food, and then praying over them, it was just such a powerful experience. And then one thing God taught me was that sometimes it's good to be uncomfortable. Stepping outside of my comfort zone and trusting that God will give me the strength to get through the week between the heat, humidity, different foods, and the people, it really showed me that God will always be with me and will give me peace.
Hi, everyone. My name's Ellie Miller, and I'm going into my freshman year at UD. My favorite moment was forming a relationship with this little girl named Noelle. Every day of VBS, she expressed how much she loved my one Lokai bracelet. And finally, on the last day, I offered it to her, but she told me that one day she'll work hard enough to give it to me or to buy herself one, so then when we meet again, we could be twinning. And one thing that God taught me was just to trust your faith. I had a lot of anxiety going into this trip for health issues. I don't really do well in the heat. And there was a couple moments where I found myself feeling ill or just overthinking it. And every single time, I felt his presence with me, and I was immediately okay.
In just a moment, Pastor Todd is going to close the service, but before he does, I have three thank yous that I want to say. The first is to the 92nd member of our mission teams, Michelle Rush, behind the scenes. She's hiding way in the back. She's been our administrative assistant for years now, and I will never fully know just how much she does behind the scenes to make these trips happen. The second thank you I want to give, could we have all of our adult leaders stand up for a moment? These men and women gave up vacation time, they gave up income, they gave up their time with their families so that all of these kids could have these incredible experiences. And we are just so blessed to be in a church that have men and women like these leaders that are so willing to sacrifice and give so generously to our young people. The third thank you I have is for all of you. It is just such an incredible blessing to be a part of a church that cares so much about its young people, that gives so generously. This was one of the biggest groups of students we have ever had go out on mission trips from this church. And you guys gave above and beyond to help fund this because you get the vision that not only are they doing meaningful service where they're going, but they are our teams, our students, our leaders, we're being just challenged and developed spiritually in so many ways. And it's so valuable. And the payoff from your investment in this will come for years and years to come. So thank you so much for being so supportive of our student ministry.